to some of the issues that we've been talking about this morning. One of the most important ones, I think, is the driving of people with disabilities from point A to point B so they can get to work. Now, Linda's in Witham. Morning, Linda.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, you've got experience of this, haven't you? Tell me more.
Well, I have worked as a PA for the past 10 years, mostly with children's services.
Yeah.
And obviously what I do is go to the home and support the child. That also means taking them to any activities, maybe taking them to hospital appointments, which can be quite regular, physio. So I'm just kind of curious as to whether this is going to affect children's services with their PAs.
Well, I think it is, you know. I really do think, because I think it will affect all PAs, and that's the sort of impression that we were getting earlier on this morning. Did you manage to hear that earlier on?
Well, I did hear part of it.
Yeah, when Faye was talking.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I didn't quite catch, I don't know if it had been mentioned, but what about if you're a PA to a client that has a mobility van?
Yeah.
How does that affect you? I mean, obviously, you're driving their vehicle, and obviously, still at the same time, you're getting paid for the service that you're giving to them. So will that come into effect as well? That was another thing that I thought about.
And I think you're absolutely spot on. It's just another one of those issues that's raising its head now.
Yeah, I mean, because I think it's such a shame because, you know, the services that are out there, like transport services, I mean, unfortunately, we've had dealings with them over the years and they're not always reliable. We can't find what the problem is. I mean, but that is a big problem. And so obviously, if you're a PA and you're supposed to be escorting somebody to a hospital appointment, which they've waited months for, and then the service doesn't turn up, then are we not going to be able to take the child or the adult to their appointments because of this?
Linda, this is something that really needs somebody in high authority to sort out, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? You know, we can't go on faffing around like this because it's just silly, isn't
yeah.
it?
And I think it's so frustrating because as that young lady said earlier on, I picked up on, which obviously I've experienced many a time making inquiries myself on behalf of parents or the parents,
yeah.
is that you're just pushed from one department to another.
Yep.
And you can just understand, you know, it is so frustrating.
Yeah. You must have had a wealth of experience. You must have really enjoyed it, did you?
I did enjoy it. But I will say that as time's gone on, I found it harder and harder because you always seem as though you're fighting to get something. It's just like a can of worms. The more time I spend around different departments or in hospitals or with the families, it's just amazing. It's just a can of worms.
It's a bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
Linda, really good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.